Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ahoy, welcome to a brand new episode of Baffled. This is Connor Explains. My name's Dan. Not doing any explaining, just doing chat. And Mark is also here.
Hello, I am here and I'm very hungry, so I'm going to probably hangry for all of this. So Connor, I apologise now. If I get angry, it's not you. It's the fact that it's 3:05 and I haven't eaten.
A perfect example of someone not knowing where a sentence goes when he opens his mouth. Connor is also here and he's doing some explaining. What have you got for us today, Con?
All right, lads. Today, we're going to talk about the thing that seems to have taken social media and TikTok by storm. I mean by that, the fact that everyone thinks they're an online trader. That's cryptocurrency. Yeah, I know. I'm going to be honest with you. It's something that really does get under my skin a little bit. But hey, why not? Have a little chat about it then.
Well, this is in the week that El Salvador has declared that cryptocurrency is a legal currency in their country now. First country to do it. That you can just go...
Illegal or... A-legal.
A-legal? A-legal. So you can use cryptocurrency to buy stuff in El Salvador now.
They're just happy for any currency, any money coming in and out, I would say, over there.
I've had it explained, like a various, like Bitcoin, blockchain, I had it explained to me so many times, and I would say it takes 90 seconds before I instantly switch off. So...
yeah.
This might be a very good Baffled Connor Explains, or a very short one.
I think a lot of listeners are going to love this if you switch off after 90 seconds. That's all I'm saying.
Are we focusing on any in particular? You got Bitcoin, you got Ethereum, you got Dogecoin, or are you just is it a general?
Not necessarily. Like, do you know what it is? Right? I'm just a little bit curious as to what the bloody hell cryptocurrency is. I mean, I think the reason that cryptocurrency is tarnished so much is because everybody has become the online trader. Do you know what I mean by that? Everyone thinks they're the next Elon Musk, Richard Branson of the world because they've bought £100 of Bitcoin and they're talking on TikTok about how you could double your money in an hour this Wednesday. Do you know what I mean?
I don't want to get involved in cryptocurrency because I hate the people who are involved in cryptocurrency and I don't want to be one of them.
Yeah, I understand that. There is a lot of nonsense online. But anyway, for people that don't know, we're gonna delve into it a little bit the best way that I can, because I was a little bit unknowledged on this. So cryptocurrency is basically a type of currency which uses digital files as money, simply put. So it's actually digital files that they use as what we use in Britain as sterling and America as dollars. It's digital files. Dan, already, what do you think on that first sentence?
Yeah, fine. I mean, it's
nonsense.
What annoys me is the complete pointlessness of the whole thing. So when you get to, I don't know if you're going to talk about Bitcoin, but like I get gold and I get why there was a gold rush and I get like these precious minerals that look good and are useful in the world. Whereas like Bitcoin seems to be, you get rewarded Bitcoins for mining Bitcoins. Like it's the most... rewarded for finding this money by using all your power to do it. It just seems the most like self-flating thing ever. I just can't be dealing with it.
Yeah, obviously there's the mining side of it as well. I've got a little bit on that, but basically for the time being, for people that just have no understanding of this or just don't give a shit, cryptocurrency is a form of payment, to put it lightly, that can be exchanged online for goods and services. Cryptocurrencies work using a technology which is called blockchain. That's what Dan was just talking about. And blockchain, for those that don't know, is basically a decentralized technology spread across many computers that manages and records transactions. I have no idea what that means. I've just broke it down to the point of the final bit. It manages and records transactions, basically.
It just sounds like a fancy PayPal.
Yeah, exactly. But there we go. This is where Mark Edge is going to be fantastic. That is it. It's a fancy PayPal. And the reason that everyone is like, cryptocurrency, is because apparently it's super secure, which I don't understand, because all it takes is for one person, surely, like the head of something, to go, cryptocurrency is a load of bang, over. I mean, you see it with Elon.
About to, yeah.
He goes and talks.
Oh, my word, don't even start.
Because isn't that what Elon Musk just does? He just tweets about how amazing one of them is.
Right.
And then that one like, suddenly like, oh, it's no longer worth anything.
I don't understand how, I mean, I'm being honest with you here as well. When I was doing the research on this, trying to like look into it, the fact that it's secure was everywhere. But I'm like, how is it f***ing secure when it can, so Elon Musk goes on to Saturday Night Chat or whatever, slags off Bitcoin, and it literally halves the value of the coin. So how is that secure?
They're not talking about, I don't think they're talking about the secure value. They're talking about it in terms of, I think it's very hard to steal because you have this key password.
It's
to
all
get
encrypted,
it.
Yeah.
It's very encrypted.
But it's hard to steal a fiver. It's in my back wallet. In my pocket.
Yeah, I know. To be fair, mate, you're not the biggest lad in the world. You're tall, you're not thick. So, you know, a swift right hook. It's decentralized, isn't it, away from governments. What annoyed, like, and I know we're on sketchy details here legally, I would imagine, but Elon Musk has, like...
Here we go. Hold on, brace yourself.
Get ready for a big, long beep, everyone.
So, get right, but boss of the podcast, prepare yourself for a lawsuit.
You do this, I'm coming. Sit here and eat crisps while I just watch Dan destroy his career.
So get yourself ready, people.
So he says, "Oh, I'm not gonna sell Teslas for Bitcoin anymore. I've decided that Bitcoin's done. It's not a thing." The price drops. Guess who comes around and probably buys all of the Bitcoin? I'm guessing it's Elon Musk. And then the value of them skyrockets, and he sells them for loads of money. Like, how? It's the most obvious cycle that's happening every tie.
And every single knob cheese falls for it. The same way that he done it with Joe Rogan, didn't he? He went onto the podcast. I think he like smoked a joint or something, and then shares of whatever he had dropped, because all of the shareholders were like, no, we don't want to be part of this anymore. Look at what he's doing, so that he could bowl of his shares back cheap. Like, he's an absolute genius, but everyone falls for it. And Elon Musk, I didn't actually research him at all, but he is the face. He's kind of like the face of crypto in a way. He's kind of like how you get a celebrity that is the face of Pepsi Max. Elon Musk, in a weird way, has become the face of cryptocurrency, which is a really weird...
I am a fan. Like, I'm a fan of what he does with Tesla. I'm a fan of these big projects.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of some aspects of when he's trying to come up with ideas to save the world. I would say encouraging loads of people to spend so much energy trying to get a mythical currency probably ain't the best thing. But, you know, I'm fine with him. It just, like... the way that Bitcoin is treated, and they're like the myth of him around cryptocurrency, is a bit spaffy, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's good to know that 7 minutes in, we all rate Elon Musk. We're all fans. So please, Elon, don't sue us because we can't afford it. The main part of cryptocurrency is to fix the problems of what they say traditional currencies have by putting the power and the responsibility in the currency holder's hands. So they say that all of the cryptocurrencies adhere to the five properties and three functions of money. They each also attempt to solve one or more real world problems. So there's so many incentives behind it. And the idea about it is that the problems that they say occur with actual money, this doesn't. That's pretty much it. Again, it comes into the security. To be honest with you, it kind of blows my mind a little bit because all I see it as is... nothing. I'm exchanging air.
Yeah, here's the thing, right? You said you have something about mining, right? Can we talk about mining? Because I don't understand. It's made up, right?
So,
it doesn't exist. It's made up. So how do people suddenly have it? Oh, I went mining for it.
Well, it says here, buy my... Coy needs a ham sandwich, doesn't he, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It says here, by mining, you can earn cryptocurrency without having to put down money for it. So you can mine it. Bitcoin miners receive Bitcoin as a reward for completing blocks of verified transactions which are added to the blockchain. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. This is Connor Explains. F*** me. I have absolutely no idea what that means. And I even tried to research it.
So,
what are you mining?
So,
where is it going?
So there's two things. I think a good friend of mine is big into this. And every time he gets me alone, that's it's all he tries to talk about. So there's two different things going on. Mining is using processing power to effectively discover more, to do a lot of computing. You're doing computing for various, as you say, transactions, maybe contract signings, maybe ledgers. Your computer power is used to do all of this all around the world. In something called the blockchain, which is meant to be a very secure way of storing information. Then in return for that, you're given Bitcoin, which is, there's only a certain amount of them, so they're quite rare. Problem is you have to use so much, so you're using so much power to do this that it takes ages and ages and ages and ages to do enough to get a Bitcoin.
But didn't that, like, they, didn't they say one of the reasons of Bitcoin, and I feel like you said this a minute ago, Connor, is to take the power back into people's hands so that, you know, everyone can kind of get involved and it's not controlled by central banks, blah, blah, blah. There's only so many people in the world who can do this. Like, all it's doing is just making geeks rich. That's all Bitcoin does. It's developed by the geeks for the geeks to be rich. That's my view on it.
The thing is with it is that, you know, I'm not saying I agree with it as much as I disagree with it. I don't think I know enough about it, but all I really see is every Tom, Dick and Harry getting it and thinking that they're the boys. That seems to be what I'm surrounded by. People like whacking in 500 quid, all of a sudden they've got 2 grand in their Coinbase account and they're like, "Oi, yeah, I'm a geezer." Like, it just doesn't really appeal to me very much. But You know where cryptocurrency was mainly used, don't you, boys? You know, like, it was part of the, it was basically the black market. So there's something on the internet called the black market, where you can go and buy all sorts of dodgy things. It's like the IPs change. You can get on there. I have no idea how you access it, but that is a thing. And yeah, Bitcoin was used for that because you can exchange Bitcoin, obviously, in something like the black market illegally, basically, because it just can't be tracked. A purchase cannot be tracked. At all.
Like, I don't mind the fact that it's mythical because, right, what is money now? Like, I've got a few, like, if you've got a few grand in your online NatWest account, you ain't ever going to see that, are you? Like, you're never going to physically hold that cash.
Hey, Mark. Mark. Mark at the guy who's just bought a flat in London.
What is it?
What is money now?
But what I mean, well, what there is you it, go. So,
what the, is it?
Well, this is a good point. Effectively, that, to me, at that point, it, like, was never money that I was going to earn. It was just numbers on a screen. So, like, I don't mind the fact that it's.
So, I do get what
I don't
you mean.
Mind the fact that it's kind of mythical. My problem
that only about 20% of money in the world is actually real, or something like that.
So, and I don't mind that because it all comes back from when goods were bartered and gold having actual physical value. What I have a problem is some random dude in Asia or wherever it is being like, "Oh, I've made this thing, and you can have it if you can use your computing power to find it, and I've decided it's worth money." Like, who the f*** cares? Oh, I just can't.
This is the thing. There's like a ton of coins as well. This is probably, for people that are listening to this right now, there's going to be, and I genuinely, there will be listeners that maybe have no idea what this is, but there will be things that will ring bells. Bitcoin, Doge, Ethereum. These are all different types of coins that are available to buy. And there's loads of coins. There's loads and loads of coins. To give you a really good insight, if you are interested in this, join up to Coinbase on Google. Very easy to make an account. Just have a little look at the amount of coins you can buy. Like, there are loads. There's all different. It looks like a stocks and shares sort of market. It all sits there, pluses, minuses, what it's going up by, and people buy and sell it. And that you can, of course, convert it into actual cash. If you buy Bitcoin at 20 quid and then it's 20 grand, you can sell your Bitcoin at 20 grand and draw that out of your Coinbase account. So it can convert into cash. You're not just stuck with Bitcoin. But the whole process of it just absolutely blows my mind. Genuinely, I'm with Dan. Blows it.
Are you sponsored by Coinbase?
Yeah, sponsored by them. Use the checkout code CONANIGHT for 10%
there
off
are
Bitcoin.
Many, many, many other things, I imagine. Many other online cryptocurrency trading websites you can do. So the thing with this episode, Connor explains.
Yeah, actually, Dan, on that one before you move on, there is another one. But I'm going to ask both of you that are completely disinterested in Bitcoin. What do you think of when I say this, Mark? You can go first. Kraken.
That's a rum. That's a rum.
Oh yeah, Dan Kraken.
It's a ride in Busch Gardens. I seem to remember in Florida.
Oh right, there we go. Okay.
But it sounds a bit nerds on the dark web, doesn't it? Calling it Kraken. Now the thing is, as we know, I very rarely listen to these episodes of Baffled. In fact, these are the only ones that I do listen to. Connor Explains, because they're nice and short. And also, like, and when I listen, there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of sound effects to make it fun. Remember the Mafia episode? We had shooting, good laugh. What are we doing with this one? Who's editing this?
I feel like there's just going to be plinky plonky music in the background just to keep everyone with it.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to be honest here, and this is not a slight at you, Connor, because I think you've done a good job. I am just as confused about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency now as I was 15 minutes
ago. Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Mark, to give you, because this is something that I found out that it is kind of the only thing I really understand.
Okay.
Reddit.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know Reddit.
I've heard of Reddit. I've once perused Reddit.
Yeah, so you know when you reward somebody on Reddit?
Yep.
With like a gem?
Yep.
That's Doge, Gwen.
Okay.
Dogecoin powers Reddit.
This is new, isn't it? Because Dogecoin is like an Elon Musk thing. Again, the man just says, "Oh, I'm inventing my own." It's a look. If you're paying into a currency that's about a meme, I think you know, there's no hope left for you.
Yeah. But Mark, do you see what I'm saying? As in, though, like Dogecoin is used on Reddit. It's kind of something to do with that Reddit world. Dogecoin works very closely with that, I believe. Do you see what I mean? Random things such as Reddit somehow linked to Bitcoin or linked to crypto.
Connor,
apparently,
all you did there was say a sentence and say, you know what I mean, a couple of times. Like, yeah, I do.
Yeah, do you know, like, I'm really trying it. Like, genuinely, right? I'm really, really trying to give something for the audience. Like, thank you so much for tuning in, all the new Australia. And I'm so sorry if this is the first one you've had. I promise you, there's plenty more in the archives of good knowledge that you can learn. Supermarkets being a highlight for me.
I think, let's be honest, this is just a return to the ground for Connor after his incredible performance last week in the supermarkets.
I know
everything. I am God. You will worship what I tell you. And now this week I'm so confused. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Would you two agree with me here that I have actually explained something
I don't think the issue is with you. I think the issue is with cryptocurrency.
Mark, ready?
Yes.
What I have explained is the fact that crypto is fucking bizarre. Nonsense.
Yes.
Have I not explained that? I've researched it for an hour. I've looked into it. I'm not a dumber. I understand things. I am baffled, mate. I've used the word.
There's so many currencies. I could name you at least five. Right? Why do we need more digital ones?
Mate, I thought Doge was pronounced dodgy. That's how bad
also,
I am. Dodgy.
It's got
That's
a dog on
it.
The coin. Like, as in, I know there aren't these
But
coins,
it hasn't, because it's not real.
As in, they've got, in all the marketing, it's a dog, but they call it Doge. What's going on? Look, Connor, it's obviously a very tricky thing for you to explain. And you explain what cryptocurrency is. I mean, we all knew that is what cryptocurrency was. But it's tough because I really don't. I'm just instantly bored, and Mark hates it. But I think you've done a good enough job. You know, you get those internet tickers sometimes that kind of tick through how many days it's been to Christmas, how many Trump's done since he had the White House. It would be interesting to have a ticking website, how many listens this get, how long people listen for before they're like, this. Now, oi, listen, if you know something about crypto, if you think you can explain it much better than Connor has done his best to. I don't care. Don't bother about it, honestly. Just keep that knowledge to yourself. But thank you very much. If you've got anything else, it's info@baffledpod.com. You can get us on TikTok and Instagram. We are @baffledpod there as well. And we will see you Tuesday for, like, top tier. I think we've all learned some top tier facts, haven't we?
Yeah. All of mine this week are going to be about Bitcoin.
I think it's called Bitcoin because you can buy a bit of the coin.
No, why not?
That is the biggest thing I've learned today. That right there.
Yeah, there we go. And do you know how you've learned, Mark? Because that is just my opinion on it. I haven't even got that from Google. That's just my head.
I mean, I reckon it's probably called Bitcoin because bit is to do with computers.
Yeah, Mark, stop there. No, we don't need that. That could be edited out. We just leave it with what I said. Wonderful sentence. What's Mark doing taking it away there?
Thank you very much for listening. We will see you Tuesday. Say goodbye, Mark.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye, Connor.
I tried. I'm sorry.
Remember, buying cryptocurrency will not make Elon Musk like you. We'll see you Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.